This past week, we had the 10th National Eucharistic Congress. There were more than 70,000 people who gathered together in Indianapolis to adore, to praise, and to offer the sacrifice of Mass. There were processions, confessions, fellowship, lectures, talks, adoration, and worship. But there were also inconveniences. There were safety concerns. People traveled from all over the US and the world. And it changed the routine of those attendees. But people still gave up their treasure, their talent, their time to participate in this Congress. And I asked myself, why? Why will people change their routine, use their time, the talent, the treasures, to go to this Eucharistic Congress? And then it made me think about each one of you, think about myself, and think of the following question. Why are you here? And what I mean is, why are you at Mass? Why are you here today? Some of you might be here because it's part of your routine. You were taught since you were a child to go to Mass. Some of you might be here because you want to glorify or give thanks to God. Some of you might be here because you want to get answers to the how questions. How can I be happy? How can I deal with pain and suffering? How can I forgive? How to? Some might be here just because you wanted to experience something different. Maybe you were invited by someone and you wanted to know what Mass was all about. But I think that ultimately, we are all here for the same reason. And even if 23 continue with conflict and civil war between Sudan and Israel, in Gaza, Myanmar, and around the world, more people are dying in fighting, being forced from their homes and needing life-saving aid than in many decades before. Yet, we were created for peace. I think we're hungry for peace. Poverty is one of the most urgent challenges of our time. According to the World Bank in 2022, 12% of the United States population, or about 38 million people, live in poverty. And the story around the world is actually worse. Sub-Saharan Africa has the highest rate of children living in extreme poverty. Over 40% of children are living in extreme poverty. Yet, we were created to help and be compassionate. I think we're hungry for compassion. Fifth Third Bank, a local bank, had a survey of 1,000 people nationwide. And in this survey, 80% of the respondents stated that they were very patient people. Yet 71% of them stated that they will hang up the phone after being on hold for 1 minute. Another 70% said that they were frequent speeders, they exceeded the speed limit, in order to get to destinations faster. 60% of them said that they would honk their horn at a driver in front of them at a traffic light if it turned green. Think about impatience in our society, in our families. Yet, patience is a great virtue. I think that we were created for it, and I think that we hunger for patience. The American Psychiatric Association, also known as APA, had a survey recently in 2024, and they found that 30% of adults, this is after COVID, say that they experience feelings of loneliness at least once a week. 10% say they feel it every day. Then 30% of Americans aged 18 to 34 said that they felt lonely every day or several times a week. Yet we were created for communion. I think that we hunger for companionship. And it brings me back to that question that I asked earlier. What are you hungry for? In the second book of Kings, we hear of a man that went to Elisha and provided 20 loaves of bread. God made a miracle and transformed them so that 100 people were fed. But something that catches my attention with that miracle is that God allowed this unknown man to actually participate in that miracle. Because of this unknown man who collaborated, who was an agent, 100 people were fed. In the gospel, we see Jesus turning 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish into enough food to feed 5,000 plus, and there were still leftovers. These people were hungry and were fed. And even though a lot of times we focus on the physical feeding, I bet that they were spiritually hungry. They were hungry for unity, for peace, compassion, patience, for love. And Jesus fulfilled these needs because he's the perfect union of the physical and the spiritual, the human and the divine. He fed their physical bodies, but also their souls. And interestingly enough, Jesus chose to do this with the assistance of others. The story tells us that Andrew mentioned the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. So in a way, Andrew served like that unknown man in that first reading. He was an agent. He collaborated. He helped so that those 5,000 plus were fed. Now you and I are being called to be agents, to be collaborators, to help our Lord feed the hungry. So again, why are you here? You're here because deep inside, you are hungry. You're hungry for peace, for unity, for compassion, for communion, for patience, for love. And if you feel that you are hungry for peace, chances are that the Lord is calling you to be an agent of peace for those around you. If you feel like you're hungry for love, chances are that the Lord is calling you to be an agent of love for those around you. So pray to the Lord that at this table, at this banquet, at this Eucharist, he grants you the knowledge to know what you are hungry for. Because as the psalmist tells us, the hand of the Lord feeds us. He answers all our needs.